Call to order. The special meeting of the Unalaska City Council is called to order at 12 p.m. on Monday, March 18th. I'll ask Councilman Nicholson to read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Let's see what the hell. City Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Longo?
Here.
Mr. Tungo?
Here.
Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. Please join Councilman Tungo as we do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. We do have a quorum. I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda, adopt the agenda.
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson and second by Councilman Tungo. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with City Clerk. Our first item on our agenda is the only item is item A, Resolution 2024-08, authorizing the city manager to enter into project partnership agreement with the United States Army Corps of Engineers for dredging of the Illilouette Bay entrance channel in the amount of not to exceed $8,644,000. This time, turn it over to the city manager.
Yeah. Oh, I move to adopt resolution 2024-.
Moved by Councilman.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Tungo. Councilman Coleman.
Oh, yeah. It's 8-2-4-0-8.
Back to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. And thank you very much for making yourselves available to convene for this special meeting today at noon. This is resolution 2024-08 will authorize me to sign the project partnership agreement with the U.S. Army Corps for the entrance channel dredging project, a depth of minus 58 feet. The cost share for this last phase of the project is $8,644,000. Approving this resolution, we'll be authorizing both the PPA and the transfer of the project funds to the Army Corps. And I will say that this is not something that we had anticipated. We've not typically done business this way. We really only learned, I'm not sure when we got the communique, I want to say just Friday, the week before last, we were discussing what does it really mean. After a couple telephone calls with them, we realized there's no tool or instrument to. We have not approved that, and it's not something we normally do. So it's on the Army Corps' end, some sort of requirement that they have. They want all the funds in hand, not even an escrow. So that's why we had to convene this meeting, because they're ready to go and sign tomorrow, which triggers a couple of other things. And we really didn't want to have to tell them to cancel their signing and other prominent things they're doing. So with that, I'd like to invite Port Director Peggy McLaughlin up to explain kind of what it is, what we're doing, and answer any of your questions.
So, yes, this was a little bit unexpected timing for the signing of this, but this is the third phase. Council has been a part of each and every phase of this project, the feasibility study, the lobbying to have this become a project. For the Army Corps of Engineers, it was one of, like, I think 10 total new projects that the year that it was adopted in 2017. We moved into the feasibility study phase. Council approved the funding for the feasibility study phase and the feasibility authorization, that study authorization. The next stage in that was the planning, engineering, and design phase, and council approved both the funding at that phase level and then the actual agreement to go into for the planning, engineering, design by the Colorado Mutual Corps of Engineers. This is phase three in the final phase, and this phase is for the actual dredging. And so this will approve the partnership agreement authorizing the city to allow the Corps to do the dredging work and also the funding. You have approved the funding. The funding has been appropriated in previous CMMPs. So the funding is there. This is just giving the authorization for the agreement and the authorization to transfer the funds. Full disclosure, we have about $40,000 still hanging out that we need to pay on the planning, engineering, and design phase. As they reconciled the books moving into this phase, that's what's left on our portion of that. It has been appropriated. So at the same time that we get this check to them for the actual dredging, we will also be cutting a separate check to complete the PED phase of the financial portion of the PED phase of, you know, phase two of this project. So it's pretty, it's been very, we've learned a lot about the core processes, but it's, there is very much a rhythm to it. It's like feasibility, design, construction, and that's kind of how they kind of work through their things. So each phase, council's been a part of that process. They've been approving, you know, each phase of the actual work and the funding, and they've also appropriated the overall budget. So any questions, I'm happy to take it from there.
All right, thank you, Councilman Tungo.
So this is just on the entrance, the dredging.
Correct.
So are we planning on, are they doing study for the phase of the, do we have a study on?
Yeah, that's separate from the core project. That's a city project. And yes, they're doing the geoscience on that even as we speak, they're on Weatherhold today. But yeah, they've been working on that this last week.
That would save us a lot of money for mold and demold if we got funds to appropriate for that.
Correct. This is strictly this particular resolution and this particular financial request is specific to the core project.
Yes, this is just for the channel, the entry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Councilman Coleman.
Did they ever decide where they're going to dump the material?
Yes. The material is actually literally within, they've got a fairly deep spot. They're not even going to really have to relocate to dump that. So they've got permission to basically just arms length it out so they don't have to hire in extra barges, extra equipment. It'll be very close to on site.
Thank you. Councilman Bell?
This project partnership agreement, has that been presented to the city? Has it had a legal review by the city's attorney? And are there any concerns about any provisions within that agreement?
We forwarded all of these documents, including a lobbying certificate, you know, of what we do in our activities to legal for their review. And if not been anything cited to us as a concern.
Thank you.
Thanks. I was going to ask that also, but the 10% in payment over 30 years issue that's on here is, how are we going to manage that, and under what, how are we going to determine when we're going to pay that? Is it in our forecasted budget for the next 5 years or something to carry it through?
What page are you looking at, sir?
I think it was page 9 or 10
of the packet.
Let's find it. It's in reference to the 1%, which comes out to about 10,000 dollars a year. What is that for, other than interest and carrying? Like when we, if we're doing this project and say year, it's a 1 year deal for this contract. after 1 year, there's other costs associated with the channel. There has to be a payment up front to get it corrected. That's the way I read it. Select.
So I believe that goes to the, and I have to go back and dig into that a little bit, but it should be to the maintenance, the ongoing maintenance. There's not anticipated to be ongoing maintenance, but we did the same thing with the breakwaters. And that's the payment that we haven't reissued to them because we haven't signed off on the project. So. But I don't have a, I don't actually have a proper answer for you on that. It is fairly standard within their PPAs, but I'm not sure how that applies with dredging, to be honest with you.
So there's a maintenance where we're going to be covering the maintenance if anything happens. Is that what that you're trying to say then?
What's in this PPA will be our full responsibility for the project. They would be in charge of maintaining it. So there's not anticipated to be any backfilling of dredge material.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Comments then? Okay.
Mayor, I will look into this further to see if there's something that we need to produce in terms of our budget over the course of the time.
As I was reading this, I started to remember it has to do with the removal of like wiring, electrical, road redirection, if there's any of that going on. I kind of wondered.
Like a mitigation?
I know we do have underwater cable, but I don't think it runs through there. Does it? No.
Not where they're dredging. I don't believe they found anything that was an obstruction of that nature.
Right. Okay. I think that's what the 10% or 1% cost would pay for repairs. Okay. Thanks. Anything else? Councilman Bell?
Yeah. I just want to make a note, and I'm going to go with what on my previous question, the comments I had for the city manager. Is receiving this fund or this agreement that we're supposed to vote on, having never read it, having never seen it before. I think I can trust that it's been through legal review and that that the city manager has fully reviewed this, and I'll take that at his word, but it's just not the way to make decisions for, you know, a municipality like this. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with you, but this is an instance where, as the city manager mentioned, we're unaware that there's going to be a required upfront money. We thought it would come after the signing of the contract, but apparently they want their, whatever it is, $10 million upfront as part of the percentage of the total contract.
Just so you understand, all of these types of things, I mean, even, you know, contracts for $40,000 or $50,000 for consulting services, I send to legal for review, even though I know they're standard and to form. You know, I tend to look at them to see if there's anything that hops out at me to really ask a question. I just don't want them billing time. Like, here's, so usually I will tell them what I'm looking for. In this regard, I just had them proof the whole document.
Councilman Tungle.
So they just want to make sure we have the funds available to show for in there. That it's already been, we approved this thing a while ago.
The whole project has been approved.
Yes.
Then each phase of the project has been approved. In addition to each phase being approved through contract with the city manager's signature and the transfer of funds, the finance director has been obligated at each phase of the way. In fact, sometimes more than once in the phase of way as we switch over fiscal years to certify that the self-certification that the funds are available. Yeah. Council appropriated this, I think it was in the FY22 to FY31 CMMP. And so the funds are there. And this is just following the same three steps that we have done with each process. The finance director approved, self-certified, that the funds were there a few weeks ago when the congressional approval came through with the funding and we got notification. It was like, boom, we were having a signing. So, but yes, and it's unlike the feasibility and unlike the planning, design, and engineering, there's different facets in that. They've dialed down the scope of this work. So in those first two phases, we had opportunity to do some in-kind work. And so we provided, you know, certain equipment and things that supported what they were trying to accomplish in those phases. This is a very straightforward, this phase will be completely paid for and done by a contractor that goes through the formal bid process, all of that. So in order for them to manage the funds with the contractor, all that money goes to the Corps of Engineers, and they'll match that with whatever 25-ish million that goes with that, and pay their percentage as they go. It's not to exceed 8.6 million. I doubt it will be less.
Yeah, and it's a good thing now we don't have to haul a lot of the material that we're dredging in there. If it's just going to be dumped on a deeper, it's just going to be going down to a deeper spot.
There will be no trucking out to deep spots in the ocean. There will be no hauling it to shoreside and then trying to transfer it with land-based equipment. It's a really straightforward process, and the permitting's in place for that. And the IHA permit is ticking. We've got the approval for the IHA permit, and so time is, you got a year, basically, with those permits in place.
That's a good thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions on the comments on the resolution? Resolution 2408. Yeah, I'll call for a roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6 yes and 0 nays, resolution 2024-08 has been approved. And next item we have is the council directives to the city manager. Do we have any? Hooray. hearing no further action on this special meeting, this meeting is adjourned.
Can I do one public input here?
Public input?
Just FYI, and this could be off the record as well, but the mayor has been formally invited, mayor and council formally invited to attend a virtual signing in the commander's office tomorrow for this contract. And this, it's a great question. Yeah.
Somebody was asking me earlier from the council what time it was going to be.
Two ticks and I'll have it for you. 10:30 sounds right. Yes, 10:30.
Okay, 10:30. Here.
There's a virtual link for it.
You're going to do a virtual link? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Here. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Any
you,
further comment?
Thank you.
Well, hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. 6:18, 12:18. Thank you.